Tim Phillips from Cast Iron, they reckon they can get the viable rail link established from initially St Ives to Cambridge and then Huntingdon to Cambridge. The local politicians are very much in favour of the guided bus. So we asked you what you thought from what you've heard. Interestingly, the telephone calls have been in favour of a rail link, or at least against the guided bus. Not necessarily the same thing, obviously, but a couple of very interesting emails. Nicky in Huntingdon, Keith from Cambridge, and I'd like to go into these. First of all, so Tim Phillips has remained with us. If anyone's just tuned in, we'll wish you a good morning again.
Hello there. Hello again, yes.
And it's a good point from Nicky in Huntingdon. He says, I think the main point regarding guided bus over Cast Iron is the council is not going to go bankrupt. What guarantees do we have that you'll be able to keep going? Are they going to mortgage their homes if things get rough? The council's backed by the government. Can always raise tax if required. So yeah. What about that point?
Well, yes, I mean, the council can't go bankrupt because it'll just carry on raising taxes and your council tax will go up.
But at least the system will continue running, because once in there, you're committed to it. If you set a rail line up and it wasn't used sufficiently or the costs were much higher than you've estimated, you could go bust.
Well, in that case, it's just like anything else, isn't it? You do all your preparatory work and work out that it's not going to go bust. And I can be quite clear to you, Nick, that our costings and all that, which are far more watertight than anything the council appears to put forward since they keep changing, puts us in a situation where it's a good business proposition, just like any other business proposition. I would just point out, incidentally, of course, that the idea of a guided bus isn't some sort of nicely old-fashioned sort of publicly owned effort. It'll be a private service that's on there as well. I mean, if the bus operators decide they don't want to pay the extra to go on the guided section and prefer to use the roads instead, then the system effectively is bankrupt.
Nick also says, my vote is definitely for the bus. Slap wrist to me, that is, for showing bias to a commercial business. Nick, the thing about that is that if the guided bus gets going, it'll go out to contract and it will be actually operated by a private business, as all the public transport is. I know there's arguments that it shouldn't be, but that's what it will. Yeah. And if it does have problems, it will have public money subsidy, presumably. So Nick is right in that you could go bust, but the private but the guided bus system will exist, whatever, even if it's only carrying three passengers. Maybe they're just forced to keep it going. So he's right in that sense.
In that sense he's right, but so can any business go bust, can't it? I mean, councillors can be surcharged if they make irrational decisions or incorrect decisions. Now, you know, all of this is going to go to a consultation period and a public inquiry, so all these things will come out then. They will be dealt with.
Another point, he says, are Cast Iron going to be fully insured? What happens over insurance claims? Who do you sue if the train's in a major accident?
Well, the answer to the first question is Cast Iron going to be fully insured is yes, and then the rest of it follows from there.
Yes, right. We've seen what happened. I presume it's the same as the train companies after the Paddington disaster,
There are very strict statutory regulations in terms of insurance and cover and all that sort of stuff, and we would be no different from any other railway in that respect.
Let's address Keith from Cambridge, who's emailed. You can do the same, dear listener. steve.riches@bbc.co.uk. Riches as in lots of money. If only. Now, hello, Steve. I've been in favour of a rail link for the last 20 years, and more it's been talked about. I wonder now if it would be the best idea. If you happen to live and work near to the line and where the stations will be, Science Park, Addenbrooke Station Road, rail would be ideal. So far, so good. This is Keith. However, with the rail option, if you live in Willingham or Oakington, for example, and work in the centre of Cambridge, you'll first have to, one, travel to the branch station, bus, cycle, car, then wait for a train, and then wait for another connecting bus to take you into the centre of Cambridge. Three separate journeys plus a certain amount of waiting time. And he reckons with the guided bus, that would all be done in one journey.
Well, that's probably true for some people. I think the numbers are being exaggerated about who wants to go where. We're doing work on surveying how many people really want to go to the city centre on a regular basis, particularly during the peak. I mean, I think there is a bit of a myth about the number of people that want to go right into the city centre at the peaks. And certainly people like shoppers would want to go to the city centre, not in the peaks. But we've got work to do on that. But we do strongly feel that, you see, that journey can be made by a conventional bus. Why does it need to be on a guided busway to do that, which is destroying part of our national railway network?
They're going to stick it on exactly the same route that you would use?
Yeah. Well, for the guided section. You see, this is another one of the great myths of the guided bus. Some guided bus journeys... Now, listen to this, listeners. This is really important. A number of the guided bus journeys will actually be longer in terms of time than today's conventional bus timings. Why? Because in the city centre, you can't really make the bus priorities particularly effective. And anyway, if you do, bus priority measures affect conventional buses in exactly the same way as they affect what are called guided buses, which, of course, are not guided at that point. A lot of the trips that are being envisaged involve going in a geographical direction direction that is not logical for that particular journey in order to get onto the guideway, and then come off it again at the other end and wind its way through the villages to get to your destination. So be assured, ladies and gentlemen, that some of your journeys on the guided bus are going to be longer.
Keith concludes by saying, I'd rather see a guided bus than another 20 years of nothing happening, which could be drowning man clutching at straw, or it could just be, let's be realistic and take the guided bus because that's what they're going to tell us.
Well, cast iron's all about not doing nothing for 20 years. We're doing it now. Yeah. We can build it quicker than the guided bus, you see. That's the point.
Comments here from Derek in Huntingdon, who's on the line to us. Hi, Derek.
Oh, good morning. Well, I'd like to say that regarding the public consultation, I mean, that was really a bit of a farce. You send away and get a document that you fill in, and it says at the beginning, well, there's no option, you've got to have the guided bus. Well, if that's what we've got to have, why do we need consultation? I mean, the government's made up its mind, Cambridge County Council's made up its mind. It seems to me that the idea of letting the public have a say is a non-event. It strikes me that all this public consultation is really a farce, and the politicians are just trying to make it look like public consultation.
It's a legal requirement, I assume, which is why they're doing it. Anything
there's
like
an element of that, but I would just like to point out that the public consultation to which Derek refers, and I agree with your comments, Derek, absolutely. We were promised the detailed responses to that in September. Now, that hasn't come out, and I think I know why. It's because Derek, basically, you're right.
Well, can I also say that I'm interested in what's happening, and as far as I'm concerned, I'd like to see some of the heavy vehicles come off the A14. I can't see how the guided bus is going to do that. A rail link between Cambridge and either Huntingdon or Alconbury would make so that people could travel, say, from St. Neots to Cambridge. It would make a really good east-west link. Take one train could take the equivalent of about 80 to 100 heavy vehicles off the A14, and after all, that's what people want, to be able to go along the A14 when they're commuting without being held up for hours. I mean, what will the bus do that will help that situation?
You couldn't have put it better. I couldn't have put it better myself. I mean, the counter-argument to that at the moment is that other routes from west to east are being looked at for freight. At the moment, there are only two ways of moving east from, say, Alconbury, and they are north via Peterborough and reverse and round the tortuous route via March and Ely,
yes,
or down to the North London line, which is pretty much at capacity. The freight operators, we know, like to have alternative routes, even if it isn't the primary route. But yes, that's another angle, Derek, and you're absolutely right.
Right, one more question.
Go on then, because I've got to have the travel news.
Well, there used to be a rail bridge across the river near Erith. Now, that would have been helped to reinstate a railway line to cross the Ouse. Could you explain why that was taken down, and what route would they come to cross the Ouse if they do install a railway line?
As far as I'm aware, the one to which you refer is not actually directly on the line that which we're talking about at the moment, but there is a bridge that has to go over the Ouse around about Fendrayton area, and that is included in our costings to get between Cambridge and St Ives. I think the bridge to which you refer in Erith is the line that used to go on from St Ives up to March, and that's not part of our scheme, so I'm not in a position to comment about
that. Okay, Derek, nice one. And the point you made, just I think it's very, very important, is about the commercial traffic. I've done a count, and I've seen no official figures for this. It's just me privately doing it on five or six occasions. It seems for every five or possibly six what I call ordinary private vehicles,
yeah,
there's one commercial, and they're big ones,
yeah,
commercials. And this must be the most commercially congested route anywhere in the country.
You see, the council's figures only talk about taking the council's figures only talk about taking between 2-4% of traffic off the A14 between Cambridge and Huntingdon, which is peanuts. And the East of England Development Agency, Go East, the Government Office for the East of England, told me some months ago that they didn't support rail because it would only take 3,000 lorry movements a day off the roads. Well, I think that's a pretty good start, don't you?
Yep, all right. Well, we'll see what other listeners, if you want to have an opinion, make it quick. 08459 25 2000. Email steve.riches@bbc.co.uk. John's just emailed, do Cast Iron have a website? We can squash it.
Yes, it's www.castiron, that's all one word, castiron.org.uk.
Okay, back to it all in just a moment. I'm going to talk to the Mayor of St Ives about the guided bus. Let's have a bit of this and hope the A14's not in trouble.
Continuous travel.
BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.
But an accident.
A down almost, case proved that. I mean, day in, day out, is that section is a section of human misery. Whether or not the guided bus or the rail, you know, a rail link or both would solve it, I don't know. Now, here's Kevin Reynolds, Mayor of St Ives. I just point out the other voice in the studio with me is Tim Phillips from Cast Iron. Kevin, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Now, the guided bus, first of all, in political terms, that seems to be all that the politicians are wanting. What's your personal point of view?
Well, my personal point of view, what prompted me to ring in was a statement that there's a groundswell of opinion in St Ives for the bus. And being mayor of the town, I obviously get out and about quite a bit, and I find exactly the opposite. There is a big anti-bus movement within the town.
Well, that's interesting, because we were fed that information the other week, and I think BBC Radio Cambridgeshire News gave that out. Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's not true, and that's sort of backed up recently by the Civic Society's letter. They're a broad range of people, the Civic Society. Certainly the town council has got... we've been told that we either have the bus or nothing, which didn't go down too well.
Yes, that's interesting, because why do they consult if it's the bus or nothing? It's whether you're choosing between nothing or the bus, then.
Well, I can explain that slightly, which will help, hopefully, that this is all based on this fatally flawed Chums study, and basically what the council is saying is that, well, Chums said you have to have guided bus, so we're going to go ahead with the guided bus. Now, the bids that were put in by the council were based on a rail route that went through lots of greenfield site and didn't even go to St Ives. You know, one has to ask why the playing field was tilted quite so far in that direction.
Yeah. Don't go yet, Kevin. Just this Chums you're referring, CHUMMS.
Yes.
What's that? That's
the Cambridge to Huntingdon multimodal study, which is to do with it only did what it said on the tin. Cambridge to Huntingdon. You see, it didn't look any further afield.
Kevin, as Mayor of St Ives, you obviously have to look around. I mean, you have political affiliations to fulfil. You don't have the sort of power that an American mayor has, but presumably, I mean, also you have to respond to the people who live in St Ives. That's the whole thing. So it's where you go from here, really.
Well, that's right. Well, one can put political affiliations to one side up to a point on this issue, because it's a cross-cutting area. And there seems to, certainly at the lower levels of local government, I've actually yet to find anybody outside Shire Hall that's got any time for this bus proposal. But putting that to one side, however you look at it, it just does not stack up. It does not stack up with the numbers. In St Ives at the moment, we've got fantastic bus service going in and out of Cambridge, very cheap, very reliable. And what they're proposing is just not going to improve it at all. What we want is the light rail. The heavy rail is ideal, but I still need convincing from Cast Iron that the figures will stack up on that, but they're doing a lot of very good work, and more power to their elbow. I'm a great supporter of theirs.
If their figures don't stack up, and I'll put this straight to Tim Phillips from Cast Iron, will any public money be lost?
Well, no, not at all. It's totally without risk at the moment, because all of our income has come from memberships, contributions and additional donations. I mean, we have a membership number getting towards 1,000 now. We've collected in total something like £17,000, and that's all been used, in a philanthropic way, to put together the case. Now, I would point out, the person doing our costings, a graduate from Trinity College, Cambridge, 25, 30-odd years ago, and a chartered engineer, and again, some of the criticism we're getting about, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. Well, I'm sorry. You don't get a chartered engineer to look at these things and then come up with these, suddenly have things that are just so completely and wildly wrong. And of course, with a membership so large as we've got, we have a very, very big base of expertise. These are not just ordinary people saying, oh, I'd like to get on the train again. These are serious people. We've got professors and doctors and accountants and all sorts. It's all serious stuff.
Kevin Reynolds, Mayor of St Ives, keep in touch with us, because, you know, we just want to reflect opinion as it stands. We're not trying to, thrust opinion one way or the other. And I've declared from the information, and with, I hope, a logical mind, what I've seen, I personally would prefer the rail link. But then again, you know, I'm just one person, same as everybody else. So keep in touch with us, Kevin.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much indeed. Okay. As Kevin Reynolds, Mayor of St Ives. I've just got to quiz you, Tim. You know, if it's going to be 30 million, maybe 40 million for the rail link, all right, you get £17,000 from well wishers. Nobody's going to put millions in at the minute, because it's going nowhere, because it's not been agreed. But if that time came, you've then got to go for the big money. Yeah. How sure are you that you will get it?
Well, it has been stated by government that the $65 million is available for a scheme that's on the table at the moment. But if that doesn't stack up, then that money would be available for any alternative scheme that does what's required.
But then that would mean that you are running it on a public subsidy.
It's not a subsidy. It's a grant towards construction.
Has to be paid back.
I believe the grant, the situation is, well, no, what we were saying earlier, wasn't it, was that $32.5 million under the current situation with the guided bus would be an outright grant from government, and the other $32.5 million you're allowed to borrow. But, of course, we're starting from a much lower cost base in the first place.
Right. Several people want your... I know you originally were desperate not to give out a number for Carstyne only because you couldn't handle the number of callers you thought you would get, but people are wanting a phone number. So, all right, the website,
www.carstyne.org.uk, as O-R-G as in org, yeah.
And
yeah.
If there's not access to a computer, you pick up the dog and bone.
What I would like to suggest to people is that if they've got questions, if they can write to us.
They won't. People don't.
I will give my telephone number out. There is Cast Iron Rail Limited. I will try my best to deal with people's inquiries, but if you've got access to the internet, then please...
use the internet first, but if it gets desperate...
It's Cambridge 315... Yep. 776 Cambridge 315 776.
Be understanding the situation.
No good ringing at the moment because I'm sitting in a radio studio.
Yeah, 315 776. But if you can use the website first, that will be absolutely.
Steve, there's one thing I want to quickly expand upon. Yep. We're talking about the local politicians and who support this, and there's allegedly there was all party support that was told to the government by the county council. This is not true. The vote in September, the only people voted in favour were the Conservatives. Labour have said they're going in behind the Conservatives now, but in fact that was only one member of the Labour group. And I've had Labour councillors saying that they won't be voting in favour, and there's no doubt that the Lib Dems are either no or abstain. So this is not, you know, if your local county councillor is in favour of the railway, then be kind to them. Don't just say, oh, you councillors are always the same. If your local county councillor is going to vote for the guided bus, tell them some of the things you've heard on the radio this morning. It's very important. They represent you.
Right, and very quickly, I'll just read this finally. We'll then draw a veil over it, but it was certainly the topic is very much hot and alive and will continue to be. So this is coming from Peter in Chesterton. He says, give us the rail link. In the short term, it'll connect the new developments of North Stow to Histon Vision Park, Cambridge Regional College, the Science Park, and, given the will, Adam Brooks. Blimey, wouldn't that solve some problems?
It certainly would. Yes.
That's a lot of traffic not using the roads. It's a strategic link from Peterborough, and this is a new idea.
Yep.
Strategic link from Peterborough to Stansted in the longer term. Absolutely. Ready for the new runway in 2011. At that point, we'll leave it.
Thank you, Steve.
To everybody who's contributed, thank you. I'll try and be as open-minded as possible. I'm still down more on rail link than I am on guided bus, but that's using my brain and logic. I've got no commercial interest either way. Tim Phillips from Carstyne, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Steve.